This is Dakota Datebook for October 29th. Radio broadcasting captured the imagination of Americans in the decade after the founding of the first radio station, KDKA, in Pittsburgh in November of 1920. In North Dakota, the first radio station was started in 1922 by visionary Earl Reinecke, who established WDAY in Fargo. In the decade of the Roaring Twenties, radio quickly became a major national industry. People just had to buy newfangled radio sets called receivers, and the total numbers of radio sales increased from $60 million in 1922 to $430 million in 1925, and reaching over $840 million in 1929. Through the wizardry of radio, people could hear the best of music, lectures, public addresses, and sports while sitting comfortably in their own homes. Earl Reinecke, North Dakota's radio entrepreneur, expanded his reach by establishing a second radio station in Minot. It was on this date in 1929 that the Minot Daily News published a story about the dedication of KLPM as the new station was officially on the air. KLPM's first broadcast was a marathon program, 6 hours long, featuring classical and popular music, along with speeches by local dignitaries. Station employees introduced themselves, beginning with Earl. Then came his father, C.H. Reinecke, as station manager, followed by the technical engineer, chief announcer, and the program director. Speechifying included talks by Minot's mayor and the president of Minot Teachers College. Musical highlights came from Miss Violet Clune with her modern piano entertainment and songs from Bill Thomas and his Rhythm Kings. The public learned about KLPM through numerous newspaper articles the week prior to its first broadcast. The station's call letters, KLPM, had meaning. The K came from the Federal Radio Commission because it was west of the Mississippi River, with W reserved for stations east of the Mississippi. LP represented the Leland Parker Hotel, where the studio was located, and M stood for Minot. KLPM's transmitter was only 100 watts, but the station touted crystal-controlled technology to achieve 100% modulation. The top-notch microphone was extremely sensitive, able to pick up whispers. If the announcer had to cough, sneeze, or snort, a switch was available to momentarily cut off the microphone. All this new technology allowed listeners to tune in daily for music, humor, talk, and information. All in all, it was a marvelous and ecstatic time when KLPM Radio came to Minot in 1929. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Steve Hoffbeck. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.